It's that time of the year again, and what better way to get into the Christmas and holiday spirit than by taking a look at some of its weirdest and most terrifying legends. Okay, so I can think of about a dozen better ways, but at least I can share this one with you. In store today we have all sorts of weird stories, from crazy goblins, a child-eating giantess, her also giant killer cat, and much more. We start today with our first of three stories that originate from Iceland, who seem to be more than fond of the darker and mischievous Christmas stories. Grilla is a giantess or troll who originally was mentioned in the prose Edda, but since has become associated with Christmas. Her appearance is fairly repulsive, a giant hag who has a taste for children. In some stories, she is a beggar who roams the streets asking parents to give her their misbehaving children. This can be avoided by chasing her off or by simply giving her some food. Originally, Grilla was said to live in a small cottage, but she was chased away by the town, forcing her to retreat to a secluded cave, only to then resurface during the Christmas period. She is able to tell when children have been misbehaving, and so when Christmas comes and she leaves her cave, she knows which children to target, throwing them into her giant bag and taking them home to make some delicious Timmy stew. She also has 13 children known as the Yule Lads, and a pet cat known as the Yule Cat. Now, if you think someone like Grilla would have a regular run-of-the-mill cat, I'm afraid you are deeply mistaken. The Yule Cat was an enormous feline with razor whiskers, claws that could shred through anything, and just like its owner, a taste for human flesh. It roams the snowy countryside during the winter looking for children to devour, who had not received any new clothing during Christmas. Hence the tradition of families giving each other new clothing as Christmas presents. As if someone like Grilla wasn't enough, children were also told if they didn't work hard enough throughout the year, they would also have to be worried about being eaten by the Yule Cat. As these traditions became more child-friendly, the story was slightly altered. Those who didn't receive any new clothing for Christmas would instead have their Christmas feast stolen and eaten by the Yule Cat. To complete our trio of Icelandic stories, we have the 13 Sons of Grilla, the Yule Lads, or as I prefer to call them, the Christmas Mini Mad Lads. Starting from the 12th of December, each night one of them arrives in town, where they remain for 13 days, the last arriving on Christmas Eve. These menaces are tricksters, and their names reflect how annoying they can be. Candle Stealer, Window Peeper, Sausage Stealer, Pot Scraper, and some of my personal favourites, Window Licker and Doorway Sniffer. For the most part, they go around harassing people, making a mess, and being as mischievous as possible. It's a tradition for children to leave their shoes by a windowsill. If those children have been well behaved, the Yule Lads will leave them a present in their shoes. Those like Timmy who have been not so well behaved are left with a potato in their shoe. Originally, the stories of the Yule Lads were far more violent and gruesome, similar to stories of their mother, but over time they became more comical and child-friendly. It's difficult to describe how they appear. The best I could come up with is a mix between the Seven Dwarfs and Santa's elves, only way more chaotic. In Italy, there are stories of a woman known as La Befana, an old woman who delivers presents to children similar to Santa Claus, but instead on the 5th of January. The name Befana is thought to derive from Epiphany, with the Feast of Epiphany taking place the day after she delivers her presents. Her origin goes back to the birth of Jesus. Befana was approached by three wise men asking for directions. As she was known as the best housekeeper in the village, she offered for them to stay the night. Having such a pleasant stay, the three wise men then offered Befana the chance to join them on their journey. However, she respectfully declined, as she had too much to do. Eventually changing her mind, she set off to find the three wise men and visit baby Jesus. She gathered all manner of presents to take with her. However, her search was unsuccessful. Guided by the stars, she visited the homes of all the children she came across, giving them presents and hoping to eventually find baby Jesus. And so it became tradition. The same time every year, she set off visiting the homes of children and giving them presents. However, misbehaving children would receive a lump of coal, just like Timmy. Befana is often portrayed riding her broomstick, which throughout the year she would use to clean her house. However, during the Christmas period, it was her preferred mode of transportation. Similar to Santa, she entered homes through their chimneys, and with her she carried a large hamper packed full of sweets and all manner of presents. A list of Christmas creatures is never complete without some grubby little goblins. In Greece and the Balkans, there are stories of the Kalikantzeros, or the Galiganzeros, if you wanted something closer to the original. These are essentially evil goblins who live underground for most of the year. That is until the 12 days of Christmas, where they surface to cause chaos and kidnap children who were born on the 12 days of Christmas. Legend states they live underground, soaring away at the Tree of Life and its roots, trying to destroy everything. During the 12 days of Christmas, they surface and remain above ground for 14 days, which gives the tree enough time to restore itself. In general, they are a big nuisance. They want to enter your house, cause a mess, and wreak havoc. It's also said that children born on the 12 days of Christmas can see and talk to these creatures, with some even fearing they could become one. To combat this, parents would tie a small string of garlic cloves to their child as a repellent. There are some other precautions one can take to ensure their house remains goblin-free. Burning things in your fireplace will make your chimney much harder to enter, as the smoke acts as a repellent. Placing a colander outside your door also works, as they will feel compelled to sit down and count every single hole. However, with the number 3 being a sacred number, they cannot say it out loud without bursting into flames, and so they will start over and over again, leaving them counting and distracted all night. Now, I did ask some family members about this legend in particular. I was told it was a fairly common tradition to throw a specific type of sausage, as well as a dessert that is essentially deep-fried doubles, onto your roof. This is done as somewhat of an offering or distraction, as once they are done with the food, they just go away. So if you ever see someone throwing sausages onto their roof around Christmas time, I mean, they're probably still crazy, but they could have a small goblin issue. And with that, we end this holiday special. Hopefully you've enjoyed yourselves. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. As always, I've been your host, Mythology and Fiction Explained, reminding you to stay away from anyone called Window Licker or Doorway Sniffer.